him everything. I would say you each gave everybody everything except what they needed. And if I were to ask you your most important need, you've said it's certainty, and it's at a 2. Your father's part of that. But your father needed to pass at some point so you could have a man. He can never be your man while your father alive. He has a chance now.
Wow. I never looked at it that way.
You could become his sweetie. Do you think he hasn't felt that?
I'm certain he has.
So how could he ever feel like a man when some other man has his wife?
He can't.
Well, he could. He could have broken through and said, that's your father and I'm your man and let me show you. Let me show you the difference. From a needs perspective, if I asked you, where was your level of certainty, 0 to 10 in your life, you said it's a 2. What is it right now?
It's about a 7.
He hasn't said he's going to stay.
Okay, now it's back down to a 2.
I like your humor. How come even though he hadn't said that, you're feeling a 7?
Because this is the first time that we've actually gotten to the gut of what our issues are. I feel more certain that now we know what the gut of the issues are, he's not going to want to leave.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful.
Now Tony will test Jen's understanding of how Paul's needs were or were not getting met. As you listen, ask yourself the level at which you have been meeting your partner's 6 human needs.
So where's your level of certainty now, Paul, 0 to 10, that you could make this relationship one that you would adore and enjoy and you would not even consider something else for? And don't bullshit.
I'm not bullshitting. 8.
What could you do to help her value herself more?
Just have faith in her.
What else could you do?
Love her.
What else could you do?
Show her rather than tell her what I feel.
You don't do that a lot, do you?
Not lately.
Lately?
This is a good moment. I'm glad you did that because this is what's going to show up later after this little honeymoon's over. She's going to test you. She's a little girl, hopes her up, and then a parver's going, I get a feeling this thing's wrapping up. Now, Tony guy's going to be gone, and we're going to be left with each other. Is he going to still be this way later on? So let me test him. So she makes a little sarcastic remark just to see if you become a pussy and feel rejected and leave, or if you say no or yes or come here, my little sweet. Right? That's what she's going to look to see if you have the ability to do. Now, you're new at this, so the tendency is going to be to go to, you know, the little mama's boy. And don't think that she doesn't love you and then pull love away and go run off into some fantasy world where everything's going to be perfect and there's no pain. Because if you're going to be in a relationship, there's going to be pain. But it can be a lot less if you don't let it be painful if you start showing up as a man. Put your fear on the shelf. The more she comes at you, the more it makes you laugh.
A good way to prevent Paul and Jen from falling into old ways is to predict that they will, and to provide them with alternative ways of behaving when that happens. Tony just gave Paul specific instructions on how to give Jen certainty and love.
If anyone was watching closely, that during this session, she started valuing love more than certainty.
Definitely.
How many felt that? That is a seismic change she's already made. But she's still a girl, and here's what's going to happen. There are going to be times where nothing you do will make her happy. And she's wanting to see if you're going to run like some pussy guy like most people do, or are you going to break through? When she goes in those modes and you got to say, nothing, what is it, honey? Nothing. What, honey, what is it? I know you. Nothing, nothing. You're imagining things.